This is Shiny Ginger Princess reading Yandere Stalker Rapes You and Cures Your Depression. Just a word of warning, this particular audio does contain some heavy topics, including suicide, self-harm, non-consent, and rape. So please keep that in mind as you listen or stop here. Thank you and enjoy. Wake up, sweetie. I said wake up. Oh, did that sting? Good. You deserve some pain after what you put me through. Who knows? Maybe it'll clear your head. In fact, how about we test that little theory out? You selfish fucking bastard! Do you understand how worried I was? You could have died! I mean, for God's sakes, if I had been even a few moments later... Fuck, I can't even think about it. You should have called me, sweetie. Why didn't you call me? I know you have my number. I made you put it back in your phone when we met up a few days ago. Oh, baby, of course I would have answered. Whatever would make you think otherwise? Sweetheart, no, don't say that about yourself. Lots of people care about you. I care about you. Take that back. I'm doing this because I love you, because I don't want to lose the only person in my life that actually matters to me. I had to make sure you wouldn't try to hurt yourself again, okay? That's why I tied you up. That's why I drugged you. I'm so sorry. I didn't know what else to do. And I panicked. I've been watching you for so long, Cupcake. You're my darling boy, and I can't... I don't even know what I would do without you. I'm serious. You're who I think about when I get ready for work. Who I wish I was holding as I cuddle my pillow to sleep. Getting to see you is the highlight of my day. It makes me believe that everything's going to be all right. That one day we'll finally be together and happy. I don't care if I have to follow you home... or look into your window from my apartment. Those moments are precious to me all the same. You'll think this is silly, but sometimes I feel like I'm really spending time with you, and that you can sense me watching and let me in. Every once in a while when I get lonely, when I'm sitting there in my empty room huddled up in a blanket, I'll see the light go on in your apartment and feel a sudden warmth filling me. It's as if you knew I missed my sweet boy, that I needed to see you again and move to our special spot, to the window facing me, so I wouldn't be alone. And then if I'm feeling especially down, I'll talk to you. God, I must seem a little loopy, huh? But it's not anything crazy. I tell you how my day was, that's all. It's like keeping a little journal, just sharing my secrets with someone I trust. Except I pretend that you're talking back. In the end, I'm only holding a one-way conversation, and yet it's still comforting in a way. Think of it as a manifestation, if you will. I'm preparing for when we really do live together, for when we're snuggled up in bed, making pillow talk. I imagine a lot, actually. So much so, it's almost a dream. I imagine floating over from my room, weightless across the cars and people in the street below, into your bed and in your life. I want to be part of your life, sweetheart. I've been trying to get so close to you, but... I know you're afraid of me. I'm afraid of being hurt and lied to. You're a shy little thing, anxious of all the bad things that could happen. Well, you don't have to worry anymore, baby. You're safe here with me. Shh, shh. Relax. I'm just caressing your face. Oh, poor baby. It's hard for you to trust other people, isn't it? Yeah. You're scared of being betrayed, of them finding out who you really are, and suddenly deciding that they don't love you. It's an understandable fear, though. I mean, how could anyone love you, the real you? You're just a fraud, a soulless husk masquerading as a person. And as the days go on, your disguise wears off a little bit more, leaving you tumbling and tumbling down into darkness. Where will you go when that last flake of paint chips off? What will you do without the mask? Or at least, those are the lies you tell yourself, the poison you filled your mind with. Well, guess what, sweetheart? I know the real you. And he's beautiful. I've seen how kind and thoughtful you are, how you struggle through, even when things are bad, just to make others happy. And things were bad, weren't they? There were days when you could barely get out of bed, when all you wanted was the quiet embrace of sleep. But you still woke up all the same. You pushed the covers off and walked into the chill morning air, thinking that maybe if you kept moving, life would open another door. Oh, sweet baby. It's okay now. You don't have to be strong when you're here with me. Good boy. Lean into my touch. Oh, good boy. It feels nice when I pet you, doesn't it? I wish I had been there for you sooner, darling. It was only dumb luck that I followed you into the store yesterday. That I noticed you buying a gun with a handful of bullets. Gods, if I hadn't realized what my sweet boy was planning, I probably would have heard you do it. I might have even seen the flash. Fuck! You fucking piece of shit! How could you do this to me? Don't flinch from me. I'm the one that saved you. What? Would you rather I have let you blow your brains out? Is that it? Fuck you! You don't get to die, whore. Not unless I say so. And mistress is never, ever letting her darling boy go. Understood? Scared? Why are you scared, baby boy? You shouldn't fear for your life. No, mistress already threw that nasty gun away, and you're all tied up, secured in those bonds. You can't hurt yourself now. Look me in the eyes. I'm going to make sure my good boy never, ever tries something that's selfish again. I've come to a decision, sweetheart. I've decided you aren't responsible enough to live on your own. Not in your current state, at least. So until you've recovered, mistress is going to be in charge of you. Stop squirming. You're okay. No screaming, sweetie. I'll gag you if I have to. Good boy. Just relax. You should be happy about this, hon. From now on, you get to spend all of your time with me, being pampered and doted upon. Good pet. Just let me kiss your sweet, adorable little body. Yes, I like obedient boys. Boys who understand how hopeless it is to resist their owners. Fuck, good boy. Feel my hands gently brushing against your skin, working their way down lower and lower until I reach your soft thighs. It was really hard holding myself back, you know. I've got such naughty ideas seeing my cute boy splayed out naked on the bed like that. I had to sleep on the floor just to stop from pouncing on you. Though I did release a bit of tension before then. Sorry, baby. I'm not a saint. I couldn't deny myself completely. It felt so incredible snuggling your unconscious body as I held my vibrator to my clit. And when I was done, I smeared some of my juices onto your lips. I wonder if you can still taste me, sweetheart. Don't fight it, darling. You're okay. Mistress is just wrapping her fingers around her boy's perfect cock. I won't even stroke you yet if you don't want me to. I'll simply give your shaft a nice, soft squeeze. Good boy. Get hard for mommy. Yes, good boy. It feels nice, doesn't it? Giving yourself to a strong, dominant woman. Knowing that you're hers and no one else's. Sweet boy. I'm going to love nurturing you and making you my happy, submissive husband. I work from home too, so we'll almost never be apart. Only when I have to drop by the bank or go shopping. And even then, I might be able to bring you along. After all, it would be suspicious if nobody saw you again. So here's what we'll do. When I'm done breaking you, I'll send a message from your work email and tell your boss that you quit, that you're having a mental health crisis and need time to recuperate. And if they call back, you'll answer it with me in the room. Once that's settled, you're going to come live with me as my boyfriend, be it willingly or by force. Either way, I'm putting a collar around your neck with one of those nice tags with a tracking chip, so I'll always know where you are. Then it'll be time to start your treatment. You'll stay with me for as long as it takes to heal, slowly being built back up by mommy until you're ready to enter the world again. My good boy won't have to worry about anything. Mistress will cook whatever you want and comfort you when you get sad. I'll give you kisses and hugs and lots of presents. All you have to do in return is love me. No, sweetheart, I'm not lying to you. Honestly, I'm a little bit offended you'd even say that. Do I look like some kind of back alley doctor who harvests organs? Of course not. However, if you must be so cynical, maybe this will ease your mind. When I say love, I mean its physical expressions as well. I won't be satisfied with a simple kiss every morning, or with having sweet nothings whispered into my ear while I drift to sleep. No. I need you to claim me, sweetheart. I need your thick cock filling me after a long day of work and your seeds splashing against my cervix when I get horny. You'll devote yourself entirely to your mistress, both in body and soul. The word no won't exist when it comes to having sex with me. Only yes, mistress, and please, mistress, will come out of those soft lips. So let's give it a try. Do you want me to stroke you, puppy? I'm sorry, call the cops was the wrong answer. Why don't we try again? Do you want me to stroke you? Good boy. You learned so quickly. That's it. Lay there as I pump your pretty little penis. Good boy. Oh, you're so stiff for me. Open your mouth, sweetheart. I'm going to stick my tongue inside. Calm down, puppy. You're getting all worked up trying to struggle away from me. Where are you going to go, huh? You're still tied up. Or maybe my baby boy knows I love holding him down and forcing his body to tremble in fear and ecstasy. Yeah, are you pretending to be a brat for me, darling? It's such a thoughtful present. Here, I'll make you feel even better. Good boy. Moan in that adorable voice of yours. Beg and plead while I rub my spit along your shaft, lubing you up. You want your mommy? Oh, sweetie, I'm right here. Yes, mommy's got you. Stop. Why? You don't like this? You must, though. You're bucking into my hand so desperately. Shh. I'll give you even more, puppy. Give in and let me jerk you off. There. Don't cry, little one. It's natural to feel pleasure when mistress uses you. Even if you don't want her to. Yeah, subby boys enjoy being raped and toyed with. Their hearts flutter at the thought of a woman taking what she wants from them. So keep moaning like this, like a little slut. There's no need to feel ashamed. You can't help it. Fuck, that's a good whore. How about I go a little faster? God, the face you're making right now is priceless. You look like you're in heaven. My precious little boy, I'm never letting you out of my sight again. Because you're meant to be with me. I could tell from the moment I laid my eyes on you. Good pet. It feels nice when I rub the tip with my palm, doesn't it? Yeah. Keep thrusting into my hands. You aren't like those pathetic bastards I used to date, are you, puppy? No, you wouldn't call me crazy or abandon me after I bared my heart to you. You love me, right? Say that you love me. Please, I need to hear you say it. Good fucking boy. I can't believe I wasted so much energy chasing those ungrateful losers when you were here waiting for me all along. Waiting for your angel to come save you. Let the pain and sadness wash away, baby. Forget everything but the warm pleasure of my hand stroking you, of my wings holding you close. You really frightened me, puppy. I thought I was going to lose you. Usually I just have to worry about whether my boy's had enough to eat and if he slept well. But seeing you there, staring at the gun in your hands, I mean, it broke my heart. What was that, sweetheart? It's a bit hard to hear you. Oh, honey, no. You don't have to apologize. You were sick, but I can fix you. I can heal you. Trust me, puppy. Mommy will protect you, so just tell me what you want. I'll give you anything. Anything, if it will make you feel better. Good response, sweetheart. Stay still. I won't make you wait. Good boy. Mommy's just going to sit on your cute face. Oh, shit. You aren't wasting any time, are you? No, don't stop. Oh, you're doing really well, darling. Yeah. Lap at my slit. Yeah. Coat your tongue with mommy's juices. Oh, fuck, I'm already gushing for you. Oh, my honey just keeps dripping out. Do you like how I taste slut? Nice and sweet for my perfect boy. So eager. Is this really better than being jerked off? I'll take those whimpers as a yes. That's it, baby. Take in your owner's scent. I bet you wish you could hold on to my thighs. The mistress would let you worship her beautiful puffy pussy as you thrust into her mouth. Except you aren't in control, are you, puppy? No. I set the pace because I know what's best for my boy. Don't fret that pretty head, sweetie. Mommy will guide you. Mommy will tell you what to do. Yes, keep going, whore. Fuck me with your tongue. Oh, your cock's pulsing really hard. And then look at all that pre-cum dripping out. It's like a faucet. Have you even come lately? I guess not. That's no good, honey. Your penis needs lots of special attention. It's unhealthy to go that long without ejaculating. Well, don't worry. Now that you're living with me, I'll make sure to milk you every single day. Doesn't that sound nice? Getting to cover me with your sperm whenever you feel like it? And if you're especially good, I might even decide to wake you up with a blowjob. Just imagine it, puppy. Rubbing your tired eyes to see my tiny pink tongue flicking across the head of your cock. Like this. Shh, it's all right. Just focus on eating me out. Your balls feel so full in my hands, darling. Ah, they're clenching up too. Are you close? Good boy. Mommy wants to play with you a little longer. You're being so good, baby. I'm gonna put you in my mouth now, okay? Oh, you're shaking. Oh, the pleasure's overwhelming, huh? Yet, you have to take it. Sweet thing. You're so weak compared to me. Even if you try to fight back, it would just be pointless. Your cute little body is just far too frail. I'm toned and strong, like a lioness ready to devour her prey. I could treat you as my toy if I wanted to. And there's nothing you could do to stop me. It was so adorable when you tried to push away from me last night. Yeah, you got all upset when I confronted you. Said I didn't have any right to be in your apartment. But that anger turned to fear as I slowly walked toward you. A grin spreading across my lips. I couldn't help but chuckle, seeing my sweet boy acting tough. A part of me enjoyed holding you down, muffling your screams with my hand. God, I'm getting so worked up thinking about it and how good I felt bearing my strength onto you. There's just something about making your lover powerless that's just addicting. Good boy, lick my clit. You were so precious, sweetheart, staring at me with those big puppy dog eyes as I held your arms above your head in that moment. You knew you were completely at my mercy. The only thing you could do was squirm helplessly, with tears streaming down your face. Oh, I was so fucking wet. I wanted to rape you right then and there. But I waited, because I love my good boy, and he deserves better than being taken on the floor. So I put you to sleep with a nice, soft, chloroform-soaked rag. And now we get to take our time, puppy. And I can worship your pretty cock with my tongue, lick you up and down as you moan into my pussy. Good boy. Do you want me to take you deeper? Look at you humping in the air. All right, sweetie. I'll go all the way to the base. How is it fucking your owner's mouth? Do you like that feeling? My nose pressed against your big heavy balls? Hearing mistress slobber on your cock and covering it with her spit. Don't stop, whore. Keep putting that pretty mouth to use. That's it. That's it. Drink my juices. Good fucking boy. Feel the muscles in my throat clenching around you. Oh. Fuck, I'm almost there. Oh, you're doing so well, baby. Yes. Stick your tongue inside. Tongue fuck my pussy. Good boy. Mistress is gonna be a bit rougher, okay? Feel me grinding onto you. Oh, such a good slut. I'm gonna come all over your face. Almost there, baby. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh. There you go, honey. Clean me up. Oh, God, I haven't orgasmed like that in ages. Oh, I'm still convulsing a bit. Oh, good puppy. You made mistress really, really happy. Oh, I could get used to that kind of treatment. In fact, you'll probably be spending a lot of time with your face between my legs, darling. We can talk about that later, though. Because something else needs my attention right now. Sweet baby, your poor little penis is twitching like crazy. Oh, it must have been agonizing feeling my breath on your cock as I climaxed on top of you. If only I had been a few inches closer, then maybe you could have pressed the tip of your cock against my lips and covered them with all that thick and sticky cum. You're on edge, aren't you, puppy? Yeah, you'd do anything to get you released. Well, I'm not going to leave my good boy unsatisfied. Just settle into the sheets and watch mistress move down the bed before straddling your thick, aching cock. Oh, it's still nice and slippery with my saliva. I shouldn't have any trouble putting you inside me. Ah, oh, there we go. feeling yourself being swallowed up. How the lips of my pussy grip around your shaft. Good boy. Take it. Oh, puppy. We don't need protection. No, I want you to give me a baby. To feel your hot seed spilling into my womb. And know that you'll always be mine. You're going to make me a mommy, sweetheart, even if I have to rape the cum out of you. Why are you getting so riled up, honey? Hey, I thought I told you not to scream. Stop it. Stop thrashing around. Fucking whore, you better not try to bite me. Ugh. Oh, you can't escape, slut. I own you. That's it. Look into my eyes as I ride your cuck. Oh, yeah. Feel the pleasure washing over you. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna turn you into my fucking bitch. Yeah, you're gonna love every second of it. Oh, you'll like how muscular I am, don't you? You like that you're just a weak little boy compared to me. Oh, yeah, they can't help you. No, they're not coming for you. Don't lie. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's kind of hard for you to talk, isn't it? Oh, look at the body of the woman who holds you. How do you call her? Oh, yeah, you're such a cute little rape slut. Oh, it's adorable that you think you can disobey me. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're a rebellious little boy, huh? Aren't you? But it's okay. Mommy still loves you. Here, let me take my hand off your mouth. Oh, good boy. Moan for me. Oh, there you go. Moan for me. Come on, give up. Shh, shh. There's no need to fight. Mommy just wants to help you. Oh. Oh, good boy. Oh, let me lick away those little bitter tears. Oh, you're so beautiful, sweetheart. Oh, I wish you knew that. I wish I could make you understand how wonderful you are, that you're so loved and cherished. You're my precious boy, and I'm completely empty without you. There are so many people in your life who care about you. Oh, would miss you if you were gone. But if you weren't thinking about that last night, were you? It didn't even cross your mind, did it? Because there's a darkness in you, a sickness, and it eats away all of those happy feelings. That's why you have to let me heal you. Please, sweetie. Oh, let me take away the pain. Oh. Silly boy. Those doctors have no idea what they're talking about. You don't need pills or therapy. You just need me. I'm the one who can fix you. Oh, a mother's love is better than any medicine. Why are you still resisting? I mean, you were about to kill yourself. If you no longer value your life, why not give it to me? What do you have to lose? I promise I won't hurt you. The slaps were punishment, cupcake. There's a difference. A little discipline is necessary. You don't think I'm mean, do you? Yeah. Just tell mommy you love her again. Go on. Fine. I can deal with the stubbornness. There. I've got you. Shh. My hands are tightening around your throat, causing your vision to blur and your head to go all fuzzy. Shh, relax, baby. I know what I'm doing. You can still breathe. I'm simply cutting off your blood flow. Worst case, you pass out. That's all. Good boy. Oh, allow your body to go limp. Drift deeper and deeper and deeper. It's time to make a choice, sweetheart. Search for an answer in this dark place. Feel the cold silence of that good night and the warmth where our bodies touch? Which do you want? To fall into an even deeper sleep, or to be reborn into your lover's arms? Make a choice. Come up now, sweetie. Let the blood rush back to your head as my grip loosens. Good boy. Good boy. You did so well. Come on, darling. Forget about that loneliness and pain. It's in the past. You have me, your loving mommy. So, just say it. Say those three little words, and you can be mine. Good boy. Oh, good boy. I love you too. Oh, fuck, you're even harder than before. Oh, yeah. Fuck those lips. Oh, oh, good boy. Bury your cock in my pussy. Wait, slow down. I'm going to untie you. That's right, sweetie. I trust you. Good boy. Wait a little longer. I'm almost done. There. Done. Sweetheart, you're turning me on my back. Oh! Oh, good puppy. Give Mistress Seth the cock. Oh, who do you love, baby? You love your owner, your mistress. You won't ever scare me like that again, will you, sweetheart? You won't try to hurt yourself. You'll talk to mommy if you ever feel sad, so I can kiss you and soothe your heart. Oh, good boy. I love you. I love you so much. Oh, fuck, you're sucking on my nipples. Oh, baby, that's it. Nurse at me while I pet you. Oh, such a precious boy. I can feel your cock pulsating. Oh, is my little puppy close? Yeah? Kiss me. I want you to kiss me when you come. Good boy. And latch. There you go. Let mistress hold you close. Harder. Oh, pound my cunt. Oh, you're so lively. Oh, yeah. Are you thinking about breeding your mistress? Emptying those heavy balls inside her? I wonder if you'll be able to stop after one load. Maybe I'll keep pounding away and pushing that cum in even deeper. Oh, it's so amazing, isn't it? Oh, the thought that we could create new life right here on this bed. Oh, all it takes is for one of your little swimmers to find my egg and I'll be pregnant. Oh, I know you want that, to see me grow big and beautiful with your baby, to feel the first kicks in my belly. Good boy. Feel me wrapping my legs around you, holding it in. Oh, you can't get away from me now, my love. You have no choice but to come inside me. Oh, yeah. Oh, good boy. Shoot your seed into my waiting womb. Oh, breed me. Breed me. Yes. Yes, I love you. Oh, yes. Don't fucking stop. Don't fucking stop. I want every bit of cum. Oh, I want every drop. Good boy. Good boy. Put a lot in me. Yes, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, it's okay, honey. Just let everything out. There you go. Lay on my chest. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're safe with me. Oh, you're safe with me. Good boy. Cry as much as you need. Oh, mommy will rub your back for you. Good boy. Good boy. Such a good boy. Oh, you had a really hard day. But there's no shame in asking for help. You don't have to go out alone, Cupcake. Always remember, you're worthy of love. You're a good boy. And you deserve to be happy. So don't give up. No matter how dark it gets, there's a light to guide you. The moon and the stars will shine down, illuminating the way. Cling on to that hope. Push forward. Perhaps you'll find another traveler along the way and you can walk together. As long as you're alive, good things may come. Good boy. rest in my arms. Oh, you look so cozy snuggled up like that. Get plenty of sleep, puppy. It'll be morning soon. Perhaps I'll make us some pancakes or scrambled eggs. Or a couple of sausage links could be nice, too. You would like that, wouldn't you, sweetie? Eating breakfast in bed with your new girlfriend? I thought so. Thank you for listening.